Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The space economy capitalized on the greatest business opportunity of our lifetime by venture capitalist Chad Anderson is a business and investing guide to the rapidly expanding commercial space sector. Written for readers who may not have a deep technical background, the book argues that space-enabled capabilities now underpin everyday economic activity and are becoming a platform for new products and services. Anderson frames space not as a distant frontier, but as an operating environment that supports navigation, communications, and data-driven decision-making across industries. He also positions the current moment as comparable to earlier platform shifts, when enabling infrastructure unlocked waves of entrepreneurship and investment. Drawing on an ecosystem view, the book explains how companies, capital, and government programs interact, and it offers practical frameworks for evaluating opportunities. The overall purpose is to help entrepreneurs, investors, professionals, and policymakers understand where value is being created and how to participate in a market that is moving from government-led exploration toward broader commercialization. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, space as an enabling layer for the modern economy. A central idea in the book is that the space economy is already embedded in daily life because space-based infrastructure quietly powers critical services on Earth. Anderson highlights how capabilities such as positioning and timing, satellite communications, and Earth observation have become foundational inputs for enterprise, government, and consumer use cases, rather than treating rockets and astronauts as the whole story. He encourages readers to see space as a supply chain that starts in orbit and ends in software, analytics, and operational decisions on the ground. This perspective matters for business strategy because many of the most scalable opportunities arise downstream, where data and connectivity can be packaged into products that solve customer problems. It also reframes risk. The value may be less about one heroic mission and more about dependable networks, recurring usage, and integration into existing workflows. By emphasizing how these services transform markets over decades, the book helps readers identify space as a long-term platform shift, not a short-term trend. And it sets up the logic for why investment and entrepreneurship are accelerating across multiple segments. Secondly, mapping the ecosystem and where value concentrates. Anderson provides an ecosystem lens for understanding how space businesses relate to one another and where competitive advantage tends to form. Instead of viewing the industry as a single monolithic category, he separates the landscape into layers that include launch and transportation, satellites and on-orbit systems, and the downstream applications that turn raw capabilities into useful services. This approach helps readers distinguish between capital-intensive infrastructure plays and companies that can scale primarily through software and distribution. It also clarifies the role of major incumbents, emerging startups, and government actors, each of which influences pricing, access, and demand. A key takeaway is that not all parts of the value chain behave the same. Some are constrained by physics, regulation, or manufacturing, while others benefit from network effects, data accumulation, and rapid iteration. By learning to map dependencies and choke points, readers can form a more realistic view of how markets develop, why partnerships are common, and which segments may offer the best odds for durable differentiation. The ecosystem framing also supports better due diligence by forcing clarity on customers, procurement cycles, and routes to adoption. Thirdly, developing an investment thesis for a global platform shift, the book is explicit about turning curiosity into a structured thesis, especially for investors and founders evaluating where to focus. Anderson argues that space should be assessed like other platform transitions. The opportunity is broad, but timing, execution, and market selection determine outcomes. He outlines how to think at a global scale, because space-enabled services cross borders and often depend on international demand, regulation, and competition. The practical value of this thesis-driven approach is that it helps readers avoid being captivated by novelty and instead evaluate opportunities by customer need, distribution, defensibility, and unit economics. It also highlights that the best opportunities can exist in underexplored white space, where enabling technologies lower barriers and new categories become viable. While the book is optimistic about long-term growth, it is also grounded in the reality that business models must survive procurement friction, long development cycles in some segments, and shifting capital markets. By emphasizing thesis formation over prediction, Anderson gives readers a repeatable method for filtering ideas, comparing companies, and staying disciplined amid hype cycles. Fourthly, company building and space teams, execution and resilience beyond markets and technology. Anderson addresses the execution challenges of building companies connected to the space sector. He emphasizes that founding teams must combine technical competence with customer awareness and operational discipline, because the path from a promising capability to a revenue-generating product can be complex. the book highlights principles such as starting with the customer in mind and building for real adoption rather than for demonstrations. It also acknowledges that many space-related ventures face longer timelines, higher capital intensity, and supply chain constraints compared with typical software startups, which makes planning, hiring, and iteration especially important. Another theme is resilient space businesses operate in an environment where failures are visible, expensive, and sometimes unavoidable, so learning, risk management, and a culture that can absorb setbacks are critical. This perspective helps readers understand why some firms succeed by focusing on narrow, high-value use cases first, then expanding as reliability and distribution improve. For aspiring professionals, the discussion of team composition and talent needs also clarifies which skills travel well across the industry, from engineering and product to policy, sales, and analytics. Lastly, government, policy, and the public-private interface, the book treats government not as a background detail but as a defining force in how the space economy evolves. Anderson explains that public institutions shape the market through regulation, national security priorities, civil space programs, procurement, and infrastructure investment. For entrepreneurs and investors, this means opportunity is often tied to understanding incentives, compliance, and the way public demand can anchor early revenue. At the same time, the public-private interface creates constraints: licensing, spectrum allocation, export controls, and geopolitics can affect timelines and competitive dynamics. The book also emphasizes that commercial expansion does not eliminate government influence, because many missions and customers remain linked to defense, intelligence, and public services. This framing encourages readers to evaluate space ventures with a realistic view of policy risk and partnership potential. It also helps explain why some segments mature faster than others, depending on whether regulations are clear and whether procurement pathways are accessible to new entrants. By integrating policy into the business analysis, Anderson provides a more complete picture of what it takes to build and finance durable companies in a sector where markets and governance are deeply intertwined. In conclusion, the space economy is best suited for investors exploring thematic exposure to space, founders looking for a grounded way to evaluate ideas, professionals considering a career pivot, and policymakers who want a market-aware view of commercialization. Readers benefit most from the book's platform-oriented framing. Space is presented less as an exotic niche and more as infrastructure that enables services, data products, and new categories of enterprise capability. Practically, the ecosystem mapping and thesis-driven approach can sharpen how readers screen opportunities, distinguish upstream hardware risk from downstream scaling potential, and think clearly about customers and adoption. The emphasis on execution, talent, and the realities of working alongside government programs adds useful balance for anyone tempted to treat the sector as hype or science fiction. Compared with many space books that focus on exploration narratives, engineering detail, or a single company story, Anderson's work stands out as an accessible business roadmap that connects technology to markets and capital. It aims to be actionable without requiring deep prior expertise, and it repeatedly returns to the idea that durable value is created when space capabilities translate into repeatable services on Earth. That positioning makes it a strong entry point for readers who want to participate thoughtfully in a fast-evolving industry. If you would like to support Chad Anderson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.